This Stu Lectures episode features brewmaster Adam Lamoureux, recorded live at the global event in California, USA in 2011.
Thanks, Duke. So we'll, so I just wanted to say it's amazing to be inside any hop barn, but in particularly this hop barn, because it is Anna and Gary's, and I got a chance to see it about 18 months ago when it looked a whole lot different than this. And if you guys get a chance, maybe Gary will give you a sneak peek upstairs, and there's still some hops up in the loft from 50 years ago, back when this was an operating hop farm. So it's just so cool for a guy like me to be doing something like this in a hop barn. So this is a building called Standard Underground Cable. It was originally built in the 1890s in Oakland, out in what is the Port of Oakland, at 95 through 101 Linden Street. It was built in the 1890s because America was switching from gas to electricity as far as infrastructure goes. And Westinghouse got the contract to basically produce much of the cables and switchboards that wired America originally. And this was their West Coast factory. It's where we're making beer now today. And the reason I put this picture up, because it's a picture from 1915. It gives you a good idea what we were going through during the last Industrial Revolution here in America, let alone in the Bay Area. And I love everything about it. I love all the spools off to the side there, and just imagining, you know, how many houses and streets got lights, you know, thanks to this place. The water tower is amazing because back then fire suppression was all gravity fed. So we actually, my front room at the brewery is actually where the old base of that water tower is. And we still have the wellhead sitting right in the middle of the room, and we're about 30 feet above Oakland's natural water aquifer. So it's just so much history, and it's just a really special place. And so what I wanted to do was basically to take a remnant from the first Industrial Revolution and see if I could find a way to be a part of what I believe is a new Industrial Revolution that seems to be happening. I consider myself a bit of a neo-industrialist. I titled this talk A Neo-Industrialist Tale. So I figured I'd tell you a little bit about, you know, this place, Oakland. James did a great job of sharing some of the amazing stuff happening, and it was terrific because so many of those slides are my neighborhood. So it's just cool to see it portrayed in that way as terroir. But so fast forward. This is our parking lot now. So when we do events, we bring all sorts of people out. And the thing about Oakland is it's probably just like any other city. You got kind of three levels. You got the hills and the affluent, who typically live up in them. Then you have the flatlands, where the rest of us kind of roll. And then you have the waterfront, or the industrial warehouse district, where the artists and the artisans like to hang out. We're down on the waterfront. We're definitely where the artists and the artisans hang out. But it's been an amazing experience in that it's become sort of common ground for the people in the hills and the people in the flatlands and the artists to all kind of come together and really just celebrate everything that's amazing about Oakland. And this in particular was an event we did last year. Believe it or not, it was called Winter Brews Festival. This was in the middle of January. It was just one of those epic California days that people got to wear t-shirts and stuff like that. But this was probably the day Gary knew he had his hands full with Linden Street Brewery, because when we were coming up to this festival, we were telling him, we're expecting a few hundred people here and there. You know, it shouldn't be too big of a deal. And then this happened. But it's a great example of a space that, you know, had so much use for not just our area and our region, but really for our country. We see a lot of that happening in Oakland still. So this picture kind of symbolizes, you know, in a lot of ways, what Linden Street is all about. So I got this little bike, not that little actually, it's pretty big because I need to be able to carry two kegs on the front of it. But it's basically what we're near. Our sort of central arts district is called Jack London Square, and we're real close to Jack London Square. And I found myself pretty early, I just really didn't enjoy putting kegs in my little truck and driving them five blocks to drop them off at bars and restaurants. It just felt wrong to me. So Luckily, we live in West Oakland. There's no shortage of industrial artists, Burning Man or otherwise, that will take on any challenge. So I talked to a friend of mine, Mike Cleaver, in West Oakland, and we talked about a Dutch-style bike that they call Long Johns, and whether we could build one that would carry my kegs for me. And Michael built it, and it's been, I consider it, you know, my modern-day draft horse. It's bringing it back, but obviously in a very different way. And we're standing in front of, and I say we, because that thing is practically family now, but we're in front of a bar called Heinhold's First and Last Chance Saloon, and it's actually Oakland's oldest bar and saloon. And it's actually a place where Jack London used to hang out when he was working the waterfront, and you see the stained glass sign there in the front. It says Golden West Beer, and Golden West Brewery was actually the last production brewery in Oakland, and it shut its doors in 1959. We opened our doors in 2009, so there was 50 years that Oakland did not have a production brewery. That is, a brewery that makes beer, distributes it to bars and restaurants around your city, hopefully, but even around the area, and we had the privilege and the pleasure of being the ones to bring it back. And Heinhold is a great example of we take our beer by bike into Heinhold and we're probably one of their best selling beers. So old style beers, old style bar, Oakland's certainly getting that concept. This is another great example of what West Oakland is all about. This is the famous snail car. You'll see a lot of stuff like this in West Oakland. It's a guy who took a chassis of a Volkswagen Bug and got crazy with it. And it actually, the antennae that come off the front there actually has these little flamethrowers on the end of it. So like you can climb up into the top of the snail and pull this little leather strap, and it shoots these flames across like about 15 feet. And so we had this guy parked in the parking lot for one of our events. There probably are a couple in there. You'll see kids inside there. We let the kids climb up and imagine the look on kids' faces when you give them permission to pull a lever and just shoot 15-foot flames out of the antenna of a snail, you know? So, Oakland is a very beautiful place for exactly that reason. And believe it or not, the Oakland Fire Department truck was parked right next to it, and they were having a blast watching the kids do it. So they're a special bunch of guys too. So you can see the little propane tank up there in the neck of the snail there. So this picture is actually this is very symbolic for me in the sense that this is a picture that a group called Oaklandish puts out on their website, and you'll find a poster inside their shop. And Oaklandish is an arts collaborative, obviously all based in everything, the love and appreciation for everything Oakland. They do some amazing t-shirts and posters and you name it, but more than anything, they do a great job of cultivating and sort of honoring a phrase I think they probably coined, and they're calling it town pride. And around here, you know, Oakland is the town, San Francisco is the city, right? So when people are talking about the town, they're talking about Oakland. And this young man, he symbolizes, you know, what we're trying to do in West Oakland, in the sense that he's just got that look on his face. Like, I mean, I don't know what he was thinking. Maybe he was just tired of the photographer and just saying, just take your stupid picture. But, you know, to me, I feel like he's saying to me and entrepreneurs like me, like, What's up? You know, come on, let's go. You know, there's a lot of folks around town saying, come on, Oakland. And I think he's got that sort of come on, Oakland face, you know. And being in West Oakland, you know, it's the inner city. I mean, it really is. You saw some of James's pictures are very indicative, and I was so appreciative that he said, you know, these are last week. So we're not here to give the illusion that, you know, it's unicorns and rainbows around West Oakland these days. It's rough, but at the same time, that's where it's on the entrepreneurs to sort of come up with ideas and, more importantly, jobs that young men like this can actually imagine being a part of. You know, I'm a big fan of biotech and progress and all of that stuff, but if Genentech, announced tomorrow that they were going to be building a some campus in West Oakland. While that might be great for Oakland, more money, people making good money, spending money in our town, that's all good. This guy's probably not going to say, well, I guess I better study harder so I can get my biochem degree at Berkeley and go work at Genentech. You know, they're probably going to see something that was built not for them. And so I personally want to create jobs that we can actually imagine, you know, having and getting paid pretty well at. And unless you think there's going to be another prohibition, you know, a brewery in Oakland isn't going anywhere once it's established. And, you know, if we do it right, my grandkids will be working with the grandkids of the first people I hire. Unfortunately, we haven't started hiring yet, but it's still kind of a one-man show. But it was, might be this guy by the time we can afford to actually pay somebody. But I really have enjoyed the opportunity to not just bring something back to Oakland, and we'll have all weekend. Anybody who wants to talk to me about beer, and a few of you already have, knows I can talk all weekend about beer, no problem. But it's Oakland that's really sort of the story right now, in the sense that that we have an opportunity, being the first production brewery in a place like Oakland. Oakland is a city of industry. It's one of the largest port cities in America, let alone the West Coast. And how a city of industry didn't have one of the oldest industries in the world for 50 years, I still don't really fully understand. But for whatever reason, it didn't, and we've had the pleasure of bringing it back. This is a good example of sort of the way Oakland is going. We do a lot of bike-in movie nights. I was sure to make sure I mentioned to Cindy about that, because I would love to show Buck on my loading dock someday. But we have a really rich bike culture happening in Oakland right now, and that has so much to do with sustainability as well as just community. The bike community has created a real tight niche around the East Bay in Oakland, and so what we do every once in a while in the summer months is we'll put a big movie screen in the loading dock door there, and a local nonprofit brings these makeshift bike racks that they have on trailers behind their bikes. They come over, and just hundreds of bicyclists will come into the parking lot and park their bikes, and they all have their own blankets and pillows, and they just post up, and we watch a movie. And usually it's bike themed. It looks like that night was a documentary called the Scraper Bikes of Oakland. But Pee Wee's Big Adventure, Triplets of Belleville, you know, whatever we could come up with as far as bikes. So those are hops, and you guys will actually see a bunch of hops growing around here in the property. It's pretty cool the way they're left to sort of grow in the wild. And so the thing is, I could talk a little bit about our beer in the sense that because the building was built in 1890, I decided pretty quickly that I wanted to make beers like you would have had in Oakland in 1890. So it was pretty quick that I realized that all the beers around Oakland were a style, and it was called steam back in the day. And I doubt anybody here is, I know everybody's from different corners of the world, but I'm sure everybody here has heard of Anchor Steam. And Anchor is the steam beer out there right now. And when they when a gentleman named Fritz Maytag bought the brewery in the late 60s, he was smart enough in the 70s to actually trademark the term steam. So we can't call it steam beer anymore. It's actually, the style became called something called California Common. And I don't really even know what California Common means. So we kind of just created names of our own. We call our beers Old California Lagers. But basically, they're unfiltered, naturally carbonated. We just really wanted to leave them in as sort of rustic a form as possible. The beer that some of you had last night is a beer we call Urban People's Common Lager. And it's basically our version of steam beer. It's what I imagine Jack London was drinking at Heinhold's back in the day when he was elbows up at the bar. So, you know, and it's just been an unbelievable experience, the idea of taking something that existed in Oakland. When my building was built, or I should say when Gary's building was built, about 30,000 barrels of beer were coming out of Oakland every year. There was only like 40,000 residents in that town, you know. Oakland is about 400,000 now, and I have a brewery that makes about 2,000 barrels a year, right? You know, so, and even up until the 1950s when Golden West shut down, the last year of operation that Golden West was under, they made about 500,000 barrels of beer. So Oakland has this history. It existed before. It just, for whatever reason, and we could talk about that as well over the weekend, it got lost. And it really ties into this community as well, because, you know, when we had a rich, vibrant, independent brewing industry here in the Bay Area, we needed locally sourced ingredients to maintain it. So a town like Hopland exists because there used to be all these big breweries in towns like Oakland and San Francisco. I guarantee you, some hops back in the day left this barn and went to Oakland to make some beer 50, 60 years ago. So this is a big part of sort of where we're moving into now. We've pretty well established that Oakland enjoys having a brewery, embraces a brewery, will help that brewery grow. As a company, we're growing 20 to 30% a month, probably gonna grow about 400% this year, and don't see that changing anytime soon. So it's really time for us, while we're still small, to really start putting the pieces together on the ag side as well. I call it my town and country project. And it used to be just my town project, so it's growing. But now we need to be talking with guys like Gary and Anna and the Fetzer family and whoever will even give us the time of day to say, you know, if you're open to it, we'd love to grow hops again in Hopland. And this time, like I said, unless you think there's gonna be another prohibition, this time it'll never go away. So this is something we can also, we should entice the young family farmers through a product like this, and to say, if you can grow this hop to this standard, I guarantee you Oakland as a city, me as a brewery, we'll take every ounce you grow every year. We'll take every ounce your kids grow, every ounce your grandkids grow. This relationship will be set in stone. So we're trying to begin the process of making that happen. Like I said, I consider myself a neo-industrialist, so I'll kind of start talking just almost, and I was an engineer in the Navy, so I really enjoy like technical, like I think in very grid-like sort of manners, and I love measurable things. So just to give you an idea, you know, we figure we'll probably hire one person for every 1,000 barrels of beer we make every year. So right now, you know, we're pretty close. We'll be hiring somebody pretty soon, I think, and then as we grow, Linden Street, my ultimate goal for Linden Street is about 20,000 barrels a year. So I'd like to be, you know, have 20 people employed at Linden Street eventually. But once we get to that 20,000 barrels, it's not like we just wrap up, shut it down, you know, move on. Linden Street just sort of becomes our R&D facility. It becomes the place where we're small, where we can make beers for local restaurants or entrepreneurs who are wanting to launch a brand can come in and have the smaller capacity to have a shot at testing the market. And then we'll go build a 200,000 barrel brewery. And so my ultimate goal for Oakland, and I'm not talking about me personally, I am talking about my goal for Oakland, is that we have a 20,000 barrel a year brewery, a 200,000 barrel a year brewery, and eventually a 2 million barrel a year brewery. If we do that, that's a couple thousand jobs we're gonna create in Oakland that'll never go away. And then for about every 1,000 barrels of beer that we make, we need, my beers, I don't need quite an acre, but I round it up to say an acre, because in California, some people make some pretty hoppy beers, but we need about an acre per 1,000 barrels. So we're trying to put the pieces together to come up with the 20 acres that's gonna make Linden Street sustainable forever. And then we'll go find our 200 acre farm, and then eventually we'll have to go find 2,000 acres out there to do it. But once those pieces are in place, they'll never go away, and Oakland beer will always be made with ingredients sourced from within 100 miles. Oakland's history isn't just in brewing as well, it's in malting. So, you know, after this part of the countryside of the project is done, then we really need to maybe look more east in the Central Valley, where a lot of the cereal grains are being grown, and see if we can find an organic barley farmer who'd be interested in growing brewer's barley, sending it into Oakland where it could be malted and made into Oakland beer. So hopefully within the next 5-10 years, Oakland, it won't just be Oakland beer, it'll be Oakland beer made with ingredients from within at least 100 miles, I would prefer. So that's the thing about hops. So yeah, this is Oakland though, you know? I mean, obviously some East Bay Mud guy has a sense of humor. East Bay Mud is our utility, you know, company. But, you know, I mean, they're as serious as things are in the city right now, or in the town, I should say. There's just an unbelievable wealth of energy, of creativity, of courage. I mean, what James was talking about earlier, you know, starting a family, starting a restaurant, buying a house, a lot of that is happening in Oakland right now. And so for us to get to be the brewery that sort of just goes along for the ride has been a real treat. And I have big plans. I loved that John was talking about, knowing, you know, not letting anybody tell you how big something can be, you know, because what we're going through at Linden Street, I saw 5 years ago, you know, and it's almost a replay that's happening now while it's fresh in everybody else's eyes, you know, and I see 5 years from now, I see 10 years from now, and I do see, even if it's not me personally, I see large scale production brewing happening in Oakland again, and me and my family and anybody who's a part of this little Linden Street thing we're doing right now can really take pride in having been a part of that. So that's kind of my story about bringing beer back to Oakland. I would say, you know, to sum it up, you know, what I would say, you know, what I would want you guys to take away, the thing I've learned in this whole process is it is all about the story. I mean, I don't care what walk of life you're in or what you're aspiring to do or where you're trying to go. It is all about the story. And the story is great because it protects you from perfection. You know, like, there's two things you can do There's two things you can do. You can either create a perfect product, like flawless, nothing wrong with it at all, and you'll achieve your goals. Or you could create a really good story that allows people to not require perfection from you, but they'll embrace what you're all about more than this perfect thing that you're making, and kind of like what James was talking about earlier, once you get that Michelin star, you know, thanks a lot kind of thing. So that's the nice thing about the story, but then it's also the scalability of a story. I know there's people from all over the world, so I'm not trying to be America-centric, but it's just, I'm American, so I'm just kind of speaking from my own perspective. You know, we all want America to be the greatest story in the world, and just like I'm sure everybody here wants whatever place they call home to be the greatest story in the world. And the truth is, Californians want California to be the greatest story in America, and Oakland obviously wants to be the greatest story in California. So I guess in my own way, I'm just trying to create one of the coolest stories in Oakland, and thanks for listening to it.
The Do Lectures is here to share stories of remarkable people in the hope they will inspire you to go and do amazing things too. There are over 300 talks to listen to, or if you prefer, watch on our website, thedolectures.com. Hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform to get the latest episodes when they come out.